Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget, a week from tomorrow, we're going to be out at Smart and Final and trying to get 100,000 pounds of food together for those homeless folks out there, men, women, and children, who this holiday season will have nothing. And 100,000 pounds of food, you can help us out Friday from 8 to 11 at Smart and Final in West L.A., on Pico between Sepulveda and the 405. So please come on out there. All right, a very funny guy who I think is probably in maybe in the top two or three improv performers in all of Hollywood. It says yes. Greg Proops is with us, man. Nice to see you.
Hello, Tim.
How are you?
I'm real well. It's
excellent.
Great to be here.
Yes.
I was with Ryan Stiles today.
Wow.
The tall one from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Ryan Stiles.
And I wouldn't put him above me. I'm glad you brought up the other two.
I love watching that show, especially when there's somebody on there, and I hate to say this, but somebody on there who's not that good.
Yeah. Drew? Oh, I see. Yeah. You mean a guest. Yeah, yeah. Not the producer. Guest. Okay, all right.
How many of those shows do you do? Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, golly. Hundreds and hundreds. Well, I was on it for 10 years in England and 4 years here, and Ryan was on it for like 10 years. Yeah, so we did it a lot, and Colin too, the older gentleman, who's retired now. He's about 100.
Wow.
And, no, he lives in Toronto, but it's like being retired and being 100. So hundreds of them, I think. Yeah,
it's a great show. It really is, it's terrific. It's syndication though, right?
I think it's on ABC Family.
Wow.
But I think they've buried it in the nether. It used to be on at like 10, and I think now we're on at like midnight. I think you have to be sick to watch it.
Oh, I do. Okay, right. Yeah.
You can't sleep, tossing, turning.
Well, I got to say, I've actually seen you perform at Largo.
Oh, right.
And I was peeing myself, which I try not to admit very often.
Jesus.
I wish you were very funny, too.
Yeah, I would have had you move to the front.
It was pretty amazing.
The new Largo?
Old Largo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we kicked it old school down there.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Where is the old Largo?
The old Largo's on Fairfax, and it was across the street from Canner's, like directly across the street.
If you took that
crosswalk, you would be at Largo's front door. But he moved the joint over
the
to
theater.
The old Coronet on La Cienega.
Right.
So now it's Largo at the Coronet.
You know what somebody needs to do, and I hope I don't get a lot of emails here, but somebody needs to take Fairfax between Melrose and Beverly and give that a little cleanup.
They are, actually. Go by there.
Yeah.
There's about a million tennis shoe stores, and there's two gourmet restaurants. There's one called Chameau, I think, and another called Meat, which is fantastic. They have meat desserts and stuff. It's wild, yeah.
Well, the streets are so filthy there. I mean, that is really
filthy. It needs a huge steam clean.
It needs a steam clean.
What do you have against Little Ethiopia, Tim?
Is that Little Ethiopia?
No,
Little Ethiopia is
below. Are you sure?
East of where it's Fairfax.
But it's below Wilshire. This used to be Little Jutopia, but it's really changed into Little Skatopia, is what it's changed into. Although Canter's is holding the line.
Yeah. They're not going anywhere.
Holding the line with the chocolate chip racetrack. That's what I'm talking about.
And the macaroons.
But if you don't mind, I'd like to plug a Largo gig that I'm doing in the Christmas show at Largo.
Oh, good.
December 23rd.
All right, new Largo is?
It's Largo at the Coronet. It's at the corner of
La Cienega.
And Beverly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Greg is with us. We're going to do the news with Gina Grad, which we do almost every single night at 9 o'clock. And no pressure here, but her family is in town watching this one.
And there's a whole peanut gallery. I'm very excited.
Better not screw this one up.
Play before live before?
Yeah,
sure you have.
This is very scary.
Now, who's here? Your dad?
I have my dad, sports, KNX 1070, Steve Grad. His sister, beautiful Susie Gelfand. My uncle Dennis over here, and my stepmother Susan.
Wow.
Very exciting.
Look at this.
Yeah. I want you guys to know that I've called security repeatedly.
And they refuse to leave.
Yeah. It's kind of a situation, I think, that's brewing here.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
And it's the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom. Back up.
What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, with all the turmoil that has come about due to the passage of Proposition 8, gay people and allies of the gay community have been taking to the streets in protest of the decision. But with all the support the gay community has received, there is an unlikely candidate coming out against the gay marriage movement.
What?
Yes, Tim. In this clip, pop legend Sir Elton John spoke to Access Hollywood about the main thing that is wrong with this protest.
Elton John?
Yes.
Wow, did he vote yes on 8?
He might have.
He was. I don't think he's a citizen, though.
Oh, right, but his civil partner might have.
Oh, I see. Okay. Know. All right, here's Elton John with gay marriage.
David and I have a civil partnership in England. We have, you know, we have complete rights between the two of us. We're protected completely. I think the word marriage puts a lot of people off in this country. If they got over the word marriage, I think it would be easier for a lot of gay people to get, you know, together.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So who does that sound like?
No, on Proposition 8, people don't like to hear that, yeah. I bet.
Handbags at dawn. Handbags at dawn.
Hate on
he never fails to be besnitchy. It really doesn't even matter if he's for it or against it. He's a besnitch, no matter what. Did you see him when he did an award show in England and Amy Winehouse got up and she was all high and he's like, I've been higher than you, lady. Like, you went, wait. That's not the point.
I was higher than you.
Yeah, I'm gayer than you.
And he also gives
everybody.
Madonna a beat down every once in a while
that.
As well.
I love that. Her show's terrible.
All right,
except
Elton
she
John.
Stands during her show.
Hey.
Yeah.
He sits during his show.
Have you ever seen his show in Vegas?
I haven't, no, but I
haven't
love
either.
The animal that lives on his head. It's awesome. I don't know what it is, but it requires a great deal of grooming.
All right, Elton John, man. Not for gay marriage.
No, and you
boy.
And I feel like you and Elton have a lot in common. It's like, do what you gotta do, but I think we might have the marriage word locked off.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so you and Elton should start a new movement.
Are
Thank
you in
you
a civil
much.
Partnership with Elton John's
It used to be, and then he moved on, you know. But yeah, that's too bad, because I think that right now the gay community could use his support.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely, but that's not him. He's
for Elton and no one else.
Yeah.
Man, every
he
time...
He was married before you were married, by the way, in case...
This guy, you know, Elton John, every single time there's an issue out there, he will take the unpopular position.
The persnickety side, or
it's
whatever Greg called it.
Remember his song, The Bitch Is Back?
Yes.
It was a biographical. Apparently it's a hard-hitting documentary.
Have you ever met him, Elton John?
I haven't, no.
I haven't either.
I met Paul McCartney once, though.
That's pretty cool.
How'd that work out for you?
He was for gay marriage.
Really?
Oh, he was.
No,
but only between animals, because he loves animals.
You know what it does sound like, though? It does sound like, what's his name, from American Idol?
Hey, Uncle Dennis.
Simon Cowell.
A little more
Simon
with the laughs. I've got nothing going over here, you guys. Sorry, I'm looking through the glass, radio listeners.
He laughs with his eyes.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it does sound a little like Simon Cowell, though.
David and I have a civil partnership in England. We have, you know, we have complete rights between the two.
I think Simon is heterosexual, though. That's what I read.
Ron
well, you know,
and
he swore off women for a while.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Or maybe he's not, then.
Do you feel like the next thing out of Elton's mouth should be like, well, I heard them protesting, but I was like, so what?
Right.
Did you say that Simon Cowell swore off women?
Yes.
Are you sure that the gender of female didn't just take a vote one night and go like, not for
that,
a while?
They didn't make that decision for him?
Pull your pants down a little, because they're pretty high-waisted. He wears them way high. He wears them like Palm Beach High.
Yeah.
It's pretty freaky.
Well, it's the way you gotta rock it, though, when you're doing the socks and the sandals. So, you know, he's doing what he can.
And those weird V-neck shirts and stuff.
It's a leotard.
Yeah,
it's a leotard.
It's a manutard.
Yeah, it's like a t-shirt that he wears.
He's kind of a manutard, actually.
He is deeply manutardish.
Yeah.
All right, Greg Proops is with us. Gina Grad is doing the news. What else is going on with that news, Gina?
Well, with the suicide of Paula Abdul, admirer and former American Idol contestant, Paula Goodspeed, her mother and sister appeared on television today to speak about this terrible incident.
Oh, boy.
In this first piece of audio, Goodspeed's mother still can't believe that her daughter could actually take her own life.
All right, this is the chick that was obsessed with Paula Abdul, and she killed herself outside of Paula Abdul's house. And bad vibes, man. Was she 30 years old, I think?
I think she was late 20s.
Mm, boy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I can't even put it into words.
This is the mom?
Yeah, Mrs. Goodspeed.
It's very upsetting, heartbreaking. I can't believe Paula's gone.
Paula was not the stalking type. She did not harass Paula Abdul. She was a big fan of her. Paula reacted pretty much the way anyone would react, saying that she had a bridge in her mouth. That's rude. And she didn't go there for look. She went there for vocal because she went there to go sing.
All right.
Yeah, that was the sister defending the situation.
Yeah, they did sort of harass her. And if we can pull up Paula Goodspeed's audition.
Yeah, Tim, in Paula's defense, she wasn't there because the way she looked. She was there for her superior vocal ability.
Ah.
So.
Maybe we missed that.
Yeah.
All right, here is Paula Goodspeed's audition on American Idol. Here
we go. You want to play the whole thing?
Yeah, play as much as you can there.
Inside, we were hoping some talent would shine through.
I'm Paula Goodspeed, and I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I'm a student. Oh, yeah, definitely. I really think I'm a pop star. They call me fashion genius, I guess.
They do? Who calls you that?
Everybody. They're like, I go to, like entertainment school, my modeling teacher, and she's like, she's been in the business for a while.
Right on.
And she's like, how did you, like, come up with that? I mean, it just barely fits. You know, you have to carry yourself a certain way. You have to have a certain personality to be able to carry my look off. Not everybody can do it.
And where on earth could she have gotten the inspiration for this style?
I really like Paula Abdul a lot. She's really cool. Hey, baby. I'm like a really big fan, and I make life-size drawings of Paula. I've been drawing ever since I was a little kid, and my first drawing was of Paula Abdul. You know I love
you. Brace yourself, Paula. Your
All right, here we go,
fan
gang.
Is on the way.
Hi.
Hi, come on in.
How are you?
Nervous.
What's your name?
Paula.
Paula.
And my name.
You had it first. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Huh? More than just the name. I just said there's a similarity.
There is?
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I see it, definitely.
I take it as a compliment.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, thank you.
And what are you going to sing?
Proud Mary by Ike and Tina Turner.
Fabulous.
Oh, left a good job in the city. Workers of a man every night and day.
Jesus Christ.
One minute of sleep and wasn't worried about the way things might have been. But it will keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. And we're rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Said we're rolling, rolling, rolling on a river.
There is a similarity.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
All right, that's very good. Oh, man. And she ended up killing herself outside of Paula Abdul's house. Oh,
not
boy.
Not a good
tragic.
All right. Yeah, that is pretty tragic. And, yeah, the mom sounds really upset here.
I can't even put it into words. It's very upsetting, heartbreaking. I can't believe Paula's gone.
Aw, that's too bad.
You know what, though? I gotta say, between what the mother had to say and the sister sort of defending the situation, did nobody reach out to help this girl? They're all surprised. It's like they never saw it coming.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming either, I would have helped her out. So if you're, really delusional and you think you might kill yourself out in front of a celebrity's house, call me.
Give us a call.
And I'll help you out. You know, I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
You know? But nobody rang my phone. All right, what else is going on in the news?
Well, Thomas Beatty, the former woman-turned-transgendered pregnant man who gave birth to a baby girl earlier this year, is once again with child.
Thank God.
Fantastic.
Yeah. The 34-year-old female father is in his first trimester, according to ABC News. In an interview airing Friday, Beatty tells Barbara Walters he did not go back on testosterone after giving birth to the biological daughter, Susan, in June, in hopes of getting pregnant again. And guess what? It worked. Yeah. Beatty is due on June 12th, just in time for Father's Day.
Now, is this going to be, are they going to be Irish twins? How soon after?
Well, that's one way to put it, yeah.
But how soon after are they going to have the kid? I mean, is it,
well,
let me see, 4 months and nine, so they could be born in the same year.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's one word,
Yeah.
Is that what Irish twins are?
Irish twins
I've heard
are
it called something else.
Are two, what did you hear? What term did you hear? What term?
During the break.
No, what is there? Is there a swear word in it?
No.
What is it?
No.
Oh, come on. Write it down. I'll say it then.
I mean, it's not that bad. I just, I don't like to get involved.
Oh, yeah. Irish twins are when you have, like, a kid in January.
And
right.
And you have another one in
October.
Like in December.
Yeah, right.
It's hypocritical for me to say that's okay and not this, but.
I'm an Irish twin.
Are you?
Yeah.
wait, you're an Irish twin?
Yeah. I was born in August, and my brother was born the following June.
Wow.
Holy kittens.
Yeah.
10 months apart.
Was your mother also your dad?
No, but my parents had me for 1 month, and they said, we can't take this kid anymore. Yeah. He needs someone to play with.
Yeah. What's going to happen with this guy? Does he get a Mother's Day card or Father's Day card or both?
He's really double-dipping, isn't he?
Yeah. He gets
so
two
selfish.
Holidays there, one in May and one in June. And, you know, and we talked about this before on the air, but, some nurse is going to have to take a double take or, you know, look at, twice at this guy when the father runs in and says, somebody get in here. My son's in pain. He needs another epidural.
Nurse, my son's crowning.
It's hard to have a baby when you're a man.
Yeah.
It is.
Talk to us about that.
Well, not only physically, but, the social aspects of it, too. You
go to Little League. You don't have to coach.
Yeah, right. Man.
Right, just cheer him on.
Got the, the guy's giving birth, man. Well, good for him. Good luck with that.
You going to stick around? Are you going to stay in L.A. for this one?
You know what? I'm so close. If this trend continues where guys start to have babies, I think I'm going to move to Cleveland. Where that doesn't go on.
Yeah.
This is like...
Does this guy live in L.A.?
No, it's but in Oregon. It's a West Coast thing.
Yeah.
I don't think you see this in the Midwest.
But oftentimes when we do stories like this, Tim's got one foot out the door. He's not really into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think in the Midwest there's a lot of pansexual people.
I'm from Kansas and I haven't witnessed it firsthand, but maybe.
I don't mean their organs as much as that men and women tend to look almost identical in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah, that's
they
true.
Grow to this weird shape and size.
Everybody goes to Great Clips.
The bad jeans and the Crocs and the haircut, the kind of lesbianic male-female haircut that both men and women adopt.
And their favorite Mexican joint is Chi-Chi's.
Right.
And that's where they get great Mexican food.
How do you know about Chi-Chi's?
They're all over the Midwest.
It's Steak and Shake where I thought I was going to be dead before I left the parking lot.
Best cherry limeade ever.
Oh, tell me about it. I partied all night with the cherry limeade.
Chi-Chi's is like the worst crap ever, and people think it's like the greatest. That's what their Mexican food is.
You know
that's
why
my
they
complaint
go?
About America.
But this is why they go to Chi-Chi's. Oh my God, you want to go to Chi-Chi's? They have good fried ice cream.
Yeah, and everybody gets drunk. But also Hardee's. Do they have Hardee's in the
course?
With an E.
That's the Carl's Jr. Yeah. Hardee's.
With an E. We can't spell.
All right, Greg Proops is with us. We're going to do the news here, continue with Gina Grant here. We're going to take a small break and come back with more news. And your phone calls, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Greg Proops is with us. You can see him at the Hollywood Improv on Saturday.
And Friday.
Friday, 8 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. Two shows on Saturday. Look at that. He's working his ass off. Go to improv.com to get tickets or simply call 323-651-2583. And you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
She's the passionate one.
Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
Yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attacked. And they turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want the money. It'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Gina Grant is with us doing the news, and our special guest, Greg Proops, is with us. Look
Good
at
morning.
You, man.
Hey, buddy.
And you're going to be at the Improv on Friday and Saturday. Friday, 8 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 and 9:30. The Hollywood Improv, the big one, on Melrose there. And
that's right.
Unless they're, no on AIDS protesting that you'll go on stage. Go on as scheduled.
I'm going to be performing gay marriages during my show if I can, in violation of the law, because I'm a rebel and I've never been any good.
Yes. Fantastic. They're out there right now. I guess they're in front of Coyote, El Coyote Restaurant.
I was protesting the food there a couple of days ago. I don't know if you've ever eaten there, but it stays with you decades after.
Yeah.
Great place to get drunk.
Yeah, I like the restaurant. I think the food is okay, but the drinks are cheap, but it's and that's always a crowded bar.
And the outside where you can smoke is a zoo.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
When I was a college kid, we went there all the time. And then what was that hamburger chain? I think there's still a couple of them here. Islands?
Oh yeah, Islands. Yeah.
Islands.
Yeah.
You a big fan?
No, I haven't been there in 30 years, but I used to go there.
You remember Hamburger Hamlet?
Yes.
That's still around.
That's still around, but it's not the old.
No, it isn't.
There's they got rid of most of them.
Yeah. There's still one on one end of Sunset and then one at the other end. Yeah.
But it's like they feel like it's like a Musso and Frank's. They got the dark banquettes and it's all romantic when you do.
They're totally trying to sell that now, and they're really they're really pitching the hey, it's part of Hollywood.
At one point, I heard that they only hired gay people as waiters and waitresses. Is that true?
I don't know. And what is it? Barney's Beanery that always had no fags on their menu or whatever, or no homos or something really clever.
Yeah. Really?
It's always been in West Hollywood.
Yeah,
and
on
it's
their matchbooks. I think it said no. I think it actually said no faggots.
No
fags. Yeah.
Standing staunch for the.
Wait, were they being euphemistic about smoking?
No, it was
like light up a fag.
And it was right. Well, that's been around since like the 20s and 30s.
Yeah, that place was.
And to think, I let men buy me beer there, not spending any of my money or their money.
I'm just saying they used to have it on the menu. I think they might have gotten sensitive to the drift coming over from Hugo's.
Right.
From the IHOP on Santa Monica.
Holloway.
Yeah, they may have seen a parade or two buzz down the street.
Yeah, maybe Halloween finally clued them that that policy wasn't as...
It's not so good for business.
Well, yeah, they could do better.
not a great location for that slogan.
Where else are they? They're at El Coyote, and where else? And they're somewhere else tonight?
Well, this weekend, here's what I don't understand.
March this weekend.
Oh,
there's
a
March, a big, big, big rally at City Hall on a Saturday?
Oh.
Well, that's when they let you, too.
But they're not open?
No, they're not, but they'll let you be on the street and fill up the streets, because then the cops...
Yeah, I think there's a lot of protests going on in San Francisco, your old hometown, right?
My old hometown? Yeah, of course there are. San Francisco, we never care. It doesn't matter which way your head faces when you're doing it. Where I'm from, it's such a non-issue. That's poisoned my viewpoint on it. Yeah. I know people, what are they saying? They're going to teach your children. Yes, they come to class and they demonstrate. I understand. I've just never understood. Yeah, get married, don't get married, whatever.
Whatever.
Live your life.
That's a crazy bear you got up there, huh?
Mayor Newsom, he's fantastic.
This door's wide open now. It's going to happen, whether you like it or not.
He's never toned it down ever. But remember, he's playing to the crowd in that clip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, such a wallflower.
It was during the ceremony. I mean, obviously, it was a celebratory moment.
Now,
if they caught a redneck somewhere going, and this is the day that we will keep the Jew down forever, and just played it over and over, it would have the same effect on people. They're like, hey, what's he talking about?
I got to ask you, though, you might know this, and forgive my ignorance, but no one's really ever been able to tell me. In that commercial, is he specifically referring to gay marriage, or is that pulled out of context?
No, gay marriage.
Okay, I was always just curious, because maybe it was about something totally
different.
I think
the taste of champagne for him. A midnight assignation.
If you know what I mean.
White powder.
Yeah.
He's a wild man.
Yeah.
I think he's so straight and sober now, but he's massively reelected.
Is he straight and sober?
Oh, yeah, he's straight.
Oh, yeah, he's deeply straight. Yeah. I believe.
Well, he bangs with everybody. I mean, his campaign manager's wife. He hit her.
If I could remember the name of the woman who was the Fox reporter, it was a Greek name, I think, and she'd had some surgery done. Which is San Francisco, like, anyone who's ever been on TV, if you date anyone there, like, people go, oh, my God, because we're so provincial and parochial where I'm from that...
Right.
The idea of LA, just the idea of LA is an insult,
Wow.
Because they're shallow. And they don't sit in front of a coffee shop and get high all day and complain about people who work like we do.
Do they still, is it still an insult for people up there when you refer to the city as Frisco?
I've never cared. My favorite one was Kevin Amini. He used to say, why don't we call it Frissy? We have so much to get angry over. I love it. Although my favorite one is gone by the wayside because of the war. Baghdad by the Bay.
Whoa.
Is
always
my favorite one.
You know, I drove by. I drove by the protest at El Coyote today, and you got to give it.
Get any numbers?
No.
Good night, everybody.
I just happen to be there. I guess a lot of them listen to the radio because they would say, "Hey, Tim, how you doing?" But they do come up with some great slogans. The slogan today was. Out in front of El Coyote was, don't eat here. Hate on a plate. Hate on a plate.
That's good, right? Very witty, the gays.
Yeah, that was decent.
Sorry.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Well, in San Francisco, I was in a peace march there, and there's so many funny people. If you go to a peace march, you have to go to San Francisco because, friends of gays with corgis.
You're kidding, right?
No! No.
Wow.
I am not kidding. Does this war make my butt look big? Unbelievable. War is harmful to kittens, and then another person next to them with a sign that says, "Won't you help the kittens?"
That's amazing. I wonder if Greg liked this one. When they were protesting over at the Mormon church, one lesbian woman had a placard that said, "You have 8 wives, why can't I have 1?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Well, that's all I could think of when I heard it was the Mormons. Yeah. You're like, really? Didn't you guys blaze a marriage trail in the 19th century?
I think you guys might be on the same page.
They really like to stir it up, man. Yeah. They really do. All right, Greg Proops is with us. Gina Grant is doing the news. What else is going on with that news, Gina?
Well, there was a mother that was running out of more than patience when she abandoned her 18-year-old daughter at a hospital over the weekend under Nebraska's safe haven law. She was also running out of time. She knew that state lawmakers would soon meet in a special session to amend the ill-fated law so that it would apply to newborns only, not 18-year-olds.
But at 18, can't you just kick her out of the house?
Yeah, she dropped her off.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. An 18-year-old woman?
Yeah.
No, in Nebraska, there's a law now in Nebraska. You know those safe, fire stations
are
safe harbors.
Did you say 18 months or 18
years? 18
but
years.
But after 18 years, haven't you raised them at that point?
Maybe but you got to see what's happening in Nebraska. They want to make the law, where you can drop a kid off, a newborn at a fire station, a police station, whatever, and no questions asked. Well, they thought that was discriminating against maybe kids that were, 4 weeks old or 8 weeks old or 10 weeks old. So they said, okay, kids between 0 and 18.
Yeah.
And they had one guy who dropped all 9 kids of it. He dropped all 9 kids off.
I'm sorry to laugh. It's terrible.
It's bad.
There was one lady.
Mom! Duck down when we drive by the place you're dropping me. I don't want anyone to see you drop me here.
You're going to duck right out of the car.
There was one lady that drove from Michigan with her 13-year-old to Nebraska to drop him off.
So some people will just do anything. Exactly. To get rid of.
Now, before I had a kid, I would say that mother is a complete a-hole.
But now?
Now I've had a kid. I'm like, well, what did the kid do? How did the kid, F up mom's life?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, to the state's surprise and embarrassment, more than half of the 33 children legally abandoned under the safe haven law were teenagers.
Wow.
So,
what do they do with the
so?
Kids when they drop them off?
I don't know.
Isn't this supposed to be the rich heartland where people hold values
close
to their, and that we're the swirling vortex of baby killing gay celebrity out here at El Coyote?
I think that's on our flag.
I have it on my crest. Swirlimus, homolotimus.
Pluribus.
Yeah.
I saw in Encino, they had one of those posters that, fire stations are a safe haven. And the poster was on a bus bench on, I believe, Haskell and Ventura. And I'm driving by and I stop and I see this. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's a waste of money because that's not a real Encino rich person's problem.
Yeah.
You never see a Jewish family in the hills going, well, how do we get rid of this 2-a-day-old baby? They have a tendency to hold on to and raise them.
Not our biggest problem.
Yeah.
Until they're 30.
Yeah, you might want to put that in a more appropriate neighborhood, I guess.
Yes, like the Randy's neighborhood.
What's the age in California? Because I wouldn't mind dropping myself off.
You might
still qualify
if you hurry, because they're going to announce a big amendment soon. Got to rewrite that law. But they're convening actually tomorrow, and people are actually racing to drop off their children while they
did
still
children
can.
Did children of the corn take place in Nebraska?
I think it did. Yeah.
Corn.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Not a coincidence?
I don't think so.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. It's not a big technical legal point, I realize. But I'm thinking, because Kansas is wheat, right?
Yes, Nebraska's the bread corn. Basket. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that. Wait, Kansas is wheat?
Yes, what, and medieval philosophy.
Yes.
Yeah. And Nebraska's corn.
Viking history and the bread basket.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Huh? Yeah. All right, Greg Proops is with us. We're going to continue news when we come back here. We've got to take a small break. You can see him at the Hollywood Improv on Friday. That's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. and Saturday at 7:30 and 9:30. And to get tickets, I'm going to give you a phone number here, or you can go to improv.com, improv.com, or better yet, just call and get your tickets, reserve your seats, 323-651-2583. And I've seen the show before. If Greg gives you less than 3 hours, you're getting ripped off. It's an unbelievable three-hour
show. It's like Springsteen,
show.
It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When Nina Steven comes out and Clarence...
And how are you going to do two shows on Saturday, man? I tell you, if he gives you, honestly, if he gives you less than 3 hours, start throwing crap at the stage, because I've seen his show. It goes on, and it's great 3 hours.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, Greg Proops is with us.
Nicholas Nickleby.
Gina Grad, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM. Club.
Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Gina Grad's with us doing the news, and also Greg Proops as well.
Hey.
And you can see him Friday at 8 p.m. at the Hollywood Improv, and also Saturday, 7:30, 9:30. Very funny show. And you got to slide in there and look at it, and bring a chick with you, or you know, if you're gay, bring a guy, and you know, you don't discriminate. Guys and girls can come, gays and straights, right?
And crustaceans and mollusks living together.
Wow, insane.
Marine bivalves and
anybody.
Annelid worms, invertebrate. I don't care how many chambers your heart has.
Just bring your dictionary.
If you got cash, baby, roll in.
Quite the wordsmith, Mr.
Yes.
Bruce.
Yes. All right, Gina Grant.
Because I have no jokes. Sorry, and no timing.
All right, what's going on with that news, Gina?
Well, finally, life continues to imitate a soap opera for the celebrity love triangle made up of Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah?
Never heard of them.
Well, I'll let you know at the break. At this point, it's pretty common knowledge that Brad Pitt ended his 5-year marriage to Aniston after falling in love with Angelina Jolie during the filming of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And now that a lot of the dust has settled, Aniston went on Oprah today to clear up some of the rumors that continue to swirl around this threesome. In this first clip, Jennifer confides in Oprah that her problems with Jolie and Pitt are all in the past.
All right, here we go.
But you, is this out of context? You did say what Angelina did was very uncool. You did say that. You just didn't expect it to be on the cover.
Well, no, you don't expect it. He asked me a question and I basically just answered it as honestly as I could. You know, I don't go there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
'Cause it's 100 years old, for Christ's sake.
Wait a minute. This sounds like a little hostility there.
Mm. 100 years?
100 years.
Now I'm
give or
I'm
take
in my
40s. Yeah.
I'll be honest. And I remember when this happened. This is not spoken of by the elders of the tribe around the campfire and reenacted with clubs and whatnot.
Yeah.
This is
right. Yeah, it was in our lifetime.
This is not the story I was put to sleep with growing up in Kansas.
Speaking of
this isn't the bombing of Dresden or something.
No. This has happened you know. But I was, this made me feel old, and I found this out about 6 months ago. When I was graduating high school in 1981, June of 81, from Birmingham High School in the Valley, Balboa and Victory right there, if you want to drive by and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm graduating high school, Paris Hilton was born.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Remember when you got to the point where everybody in the NFL and everybody in baseball is older than you?
Yes.
And how depressing that was?
Yeah.
Remember when they said, oh, the oldest guy in baseball is 38. I'm like, wow, I'm 40.
A chance at that.
Jesus Christ. That's depressing. Or when the president is younger than you.
Oh, he's much younger than me. But he's not as smart as me, so I feel pretty good about that. And I'm hipper. I don't wear a helmet when I ride a bike because I'm not going to do any jumping of any kind.
Yeah.
Apparently the president getting ready for action on the bike.
He's got to lose the helmet.
It's so dorky, I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
thus putting paid to the notion that all black guys are super cool. Nice
good
helmet,
night.
Mr. President. I'm riding for safety. Of course, yeah. Bush wears one, too.
Where's your
Bush
chinstrap?
Yeah, but he's not riding a bike. He's just wearing one.
Yeah, and he puts a playing card in the spoke so it sounds like a jet.
I used to do that.
Are you serious?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
So does President Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look, Dick, I'm flying. Yes, Mr. President.
All right, here's Jennifer Aniston talking about the Brad Pitt. Here's the rest of that clip.
I don't go there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just went there.
It's 100 years old, for Christ's sake.
Since it's
100 to be exact.
And 100.
What are they applauding? That she's lying about being over it?
She's sassy and right on.
I think they're applauding at her use of Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And she actually said Christ's sake. Yeah. C-R-I-S-S-A-K-E, the way it's written. Yeah, right. Christ's sake.
But does anybody...
She's 39 and she looks fabulous, and I think that's
she
all.
She does look great. Right. But does anybody believe she's totally over it?
No! That's why she's on Oprah talking about how she's over it. No, every magazine I've read for the last year is about how she's not over it, and how it keeps going back and forth, and then he said this, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, Brad Pitt did a movie with Angelina Jolie. Magic happened on the set, okay? Maybe in the trailer. We don't know where, but it happened on the set. And then boom, kaboom, kabang.
Yeah. Here's also another clue that she's not over it. Every guy that gets into her life is there for about 6 months or a year, and then he puts on those hockey skates and and takes off down to PCH.
Yes. Because she's a starfish, man. You know, at first you're like, oh, it's so pretty, and then like, my shell, my shell! And you know how it's starfish, they consume the and all of a sudden the meat's being sucked out of you, and you...
Hey, Tim, can I ask you a question real fast?
Yes, ma'am.
Just a personal question?
Yes.
I've noticed lately a huge, swelling amount of interest around Jennifer Aniston with
me?
You.
Me?
And you usually don't do that.
I've always been interested in her.
Randy, you've noticed this, right?
Yeah.
Tim, you're obsessed with this girl.
Well, I'm...
What's up?
I really like her, and I'd like to see her do well.
Huh.
And I'm thinking maybe if we talk about it enough on the air, she'll do well. No, but I've met Jennifer Aniston once or twice, and I thought she was pretty cool.
Huh.
But I don't know what it is. I think
something about her you really
like. She's like the one chick. You know how you have like a chick in your life where if you could, your wife would give you a pass on.
Yeah.
That's like the chick.
Really? For you? Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Not for me, but no?
Who's yours?
I don't want to get in trouble.
Wow.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
No, spoken like a man.
But you don't, you ever have one of those?
What would you like to watch, darling?
A mulligan?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch History Channel. Let's watch Rachel Zoe Project. I mean, what would you like to watch, darling?
Rachel's. Oh, God. Please don't tell me you've
I know
seen...
how to make a happy marriage.
Lord.
I love Jennifer Aniston.
Whatever they want to do.
And by Aniston, you mean Conway.
Yeah.
You're not alone. I think there's lots of guys who like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she's
great. A bit skinny for me as an actress.
Is that right?
Lollipop head.
You don't like her, huh? You like the fat chicks?
The fat chicks. For me, it's always been Cameron Manheim or nothing.
Or bust.
What was the name of Cameron Manheim's book? She had a crazy title for that book.
Hello, I'm Fat.
Oh, was it Hello, I'm Fat?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Right.
And I don't know why I remember that. I think because I go to airports so much.
Wait, you're not
and
kidding?
And I see every book. No, it was Hello, I'm Fat was the name of the
book.
Did
you hear Leno the other night?
I'm not kidding.
I thought you were just being a jerk.
I wish I'd made that up. That would have just been a horrible.
Did you hear Leno call Joy Behar a fat bitch the other night?
No. She said fat bitch? It must have been a joke, right?
Well, essentially, here is the here's Jay Leno calling Joy Behar a fat bitch.
She needs to go back to Alaska now. Keep an eye on Russia for
us. Keep an eye on
it. Just keep an eye on it. Make sure that Putin doesn't veer his head in the space.
Now, what do you make of that whole remark about Russia? What do you make of that?
Well, she said that she could see it, you know. But, I mean, everybody's talking about that. But, I mean, I thought about it, and I thought, you know, I watched the show America's Top Model. That doesn't make me a skinny bitch.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, not skinny, but hey.
That's funny. Come on. He had to do that.
Right. Oh, definitely. But that's Jerry. Brandy,
oh,
please.
Oh,
if you
geez,
didn't,
Christ.
If you didn't take
Mr.
that
Freud,
one,
party of two?
I'd have been ashamed of him. I would take that one.
What did I call him? Did I call him Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
What is his name, Randy?
That's what he's irritating. Yeah, no, but he called her a fat bitch.
Well, yeah, but in a jokey, obverse way by filling in the blanks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
It's much funnier than actually calling her a feminist.
Right, exactly. It's more creative.
Yeah.
But that's what he calls her.
She had to take that one. That one was teed up. Totally teed up.
I'm sure she was incredibly
pissed. She got
pissed. Yeah.
Yeah, she was really pissed. She
well,
called him an
a-hole. That speaks to her enormous sense of humor about herself.
Yeah. Isn't she? No, she's beautiful. All right, what else is going on with that news?
Well, finally, we have a clip of Jennifer Aniston confirming.
Oh, did Tim arrange this?
Oh, yes.
This is special for Tim.
He's home alone with a Blu-ray of her. Watching the good girl over and over again.
Well,
she cheats.
Friends with Money. That's a good movie.
What was the movie she was in? You guys may not be big fans of
the ferret one.
No, the one where she was. It was. Oh, it took place in Chicago.
Oh, the breakup.
The breakup.
Yeah.
Vince
Vaughn.
Cool.
She hooked up with Vince Vaughn after that movie. Yeah. She said that was the reason she got over Brad Pitt.
Ah.
Yeah. But you're not going to like this.
She wanted a guy who drank a lot of beer.
Yeah.
I guess she's over. But you know what? I think. She keeps saying she's over it. And if you say that enough times, you're not going to convince anybody you're over it.
Right.
It's like when somebody calls a press conference in Hollywood, and they don't do it as often as they used to. And I've only known like two or three people who did this. But you call a press conference together to tell everybody you're not gay, you know, that the rumors going around are not true. Every time I see one, I go, oh, all right, that guy's gay.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Richard Gere and Cindy Crawford took out a full-page ad? Was it the New York Times and said, we're a happy couple?
Oh, bizarre.
But it was like, why dignify it? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's funner for everyone to guess anyway.
Yeah. All right, what else going on?
Well, you're not going to like this, Tim, because in this clip, Jennifer is confirming a longtime rumor about her current relationship.
What?
Yeah.
All right, here's Jennifer Aniston on Oprah.
Jennifer Aniston is here. We're catching up with her. One of the recent headlines about Jen was her dating
I always go like, you'll never know where it's gonna go next.
Yeah,
it's just like,
but it's all stuff that's out there.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not gonna go pulling up something that's
I know.
Okay, so dating John Mayer or not?
Yes.
I thought that was over with John Mayer.
No, it's still going
Can we say the word douchebag on the air?
Only if you say it French.
Yeah.
No,
John Mayer, I believe, is the
king of douchebaggery.
Yeah, he is the troubadour de douchebaggery.
Is that right? Maybe that's what she needs, somebody a little softer after all these tough guys.
Oh,
you know?
God,
well,
he's
pretty hardcore. He writes songs that say your body is a wonderland.
Oh,
he's the worst lyricist since James Blunt.
you're beautiful. It's true.
Because you're beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, that song was horrible.
All right, more Jennifer Aniston.
Can we keep him, too?
What'd she say here?
It's all stuff that's out there.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not going to go pulling up something that's
out there.
Okay, so dating John Mayer or not?
Yes.
Okay.
That's quite a reaction to somebody dating somebody.
Also, she didn't exactly give a passionate plea.
Yeah.
It was a clipped yes.
Yep.
Like, you know, she doesn't go, John means the world to me. And when I look in his eyes, I think of Finland or whatever. It was like, instead, yes.
Yeah.
Like,
next question.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's
all
like
business, baby.
Detective down at LAPD headquarters was asking her, you dating or not?
Where or not?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what you want? You know, hey, Tim, that feels real good. Okay, stop now.
You know, it's a real crapshoot.
Tim.
It's a real crapshoot when you go to the Oprah show, because you could end up, watching a guy who is working on, like, an AIDS vaccine, or you can get a car.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, and it's just a luck of the draw.
Who's
you know?
That weird doctor that she has on all the time,
Dr.
now?
Dr. Oz.
And he's got his own show, or he will?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's destined
after
for
Dr.
His own
Phil.
Show. Yeah.
All right, here's the rest of the...
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Here's the rest of the Jennifer Aniston clip.
Pregnant or not?
No.
Yeah. Yes, no.
What is this, the Gestapo?
That's an hour show. You got to fill more than yes and no.
Spiel. Discorsa, as we say. In Latin.
So then that eliminates the, are you having twins? So,
no twins. No.
So if you're not pregnant, you can't be having, having twins.
Yeah, I'm still nauseous.
I
disagree.
She's sad.
She has twins. Thank you and
you
good night.
So? I think she's sad.
I
really
them.
Do. I think she's sad with Mr. Mayer.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know?
Show some respect for yourself.
I don't think she's into him.
Stop chasing him, for one thing. He dumped her once, right? Or she dumped him because he was scamming like the dog that he is.
John Mayer?
Yeah! He gets his tether's long.
Is it?
Oh, there's no keeping him.
Oh, yeah, that's why they got in the fight when he was in New York.
He was yensing anything that came within. I think your music's good. Oh, you know, that's what it requires.
But he's right. So doughy.
That's what I'm talking about. He's such a D-bag. He's got a tattoo on one arm, and he just, whatever,
is
dude.
Is it like a rose and a barbed wire?
I mean, you know why she went with Vince Vaughn. It's like he's not going to complain if he's smoking the house. Right. You know what I mean? Vince Vaughn's right. Like, hey, I'm doing a line. Hey, I'm doing a shot of tequila. It's 8 a.m. He's not going to go like, stop it. That's uncool.
We don't wake and bake in this
right.
House.
He's going to go, where's my bong or whatever. Like, it's Vince Vaughn. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're going to get in a fight in a bar after you go bowling kind of thing when you're drinking. You know what you're going to do with him. It's Fat Burger at 2 a.m.
Right. Not with
John
this guy.
John Mayer, what? Oh, you're going to have to do... You have to listen to his songs,
yeah.
Which is like punishment.
And you better get cozied up to that green antioxidant tea, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's worse than dating... who was Natalie Portman dating? Sujata Bankar. What's his name? I've forgotten his name. He's a beardy...
ZZ Top?
No, he's a beardy folk singer of today for the kids.
Who?
Natalie Portman was dating him.
I don't know.
Oh, go online. Who's got a computer
on
this place?
Randy's on it, I can tell.
On this raggedy place. Yeah. Who's got a computer?
It's
a
two-bit studio.
You know who I'm talking about, Randy.
Yeah.
The beardy guy, and I forgot
his
name.
We got to take a break. Go see Greg Proops at the Improv.
Yes.
7:30 and 9:30 on Saturday. Friday show is at 8 p.m. So Friday at 8, Saturday 7:30 and 9:30. And tickets are at improv.com or 323-651-2583. Thanks for coming by, buddy.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, come by again. We love having you on. It's always a great hour.
Thank you for having me on, man. I really had a good time.
Yeah, look at that. All right.
I'm going to El Coyote now. I'm just going to circle around the block until they close.
The Hate on the Plate special.
Okay. I'm having the homophobic burrito platter. It's numero 7.
All right, okay. Love always hiding with the covers till I talk to you, my daddy, I say. Yeah. Said you ain't seen nothing till you down on the muffin, then you sure to be a change in your ways. Yeah. I'm not a cheerleader, was a real young weed, old times like a reminisce. Yeah. All the best things of loving with a sister and a cousin, only started with a little kiss like this. Yeah. 97.1 FM Talk.